The hailing frequencies are open because this is GHL Extra, and I am Jason Inman.
I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson, but you already knew that because you are beautiful, sexy people who support us here on Patreon. And we're going to talk more about Spider-Man villains.
We also have an amazing guest that is going to join us. Ashley did not know this was going to happen. They're dialing in right now as we speak. Ashley, just pick up the phone up in the next ring here.
Okay, sure.
Da. Hello? Oh, hello.
Oh, I didn't say hello.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
I'm waiting for Ashley to pick up the phone.
Hello?
Hello. I'm Sergey Craven enough. Hello.
Oh, I am Ekaterina Petrova Zamolochkova.
Who?
But your dad just calls me Katya.
Who? Who are you? Who is this?
Who is this?
I told you I am Sergey Craven.
You didn't tell me what you do or like who you are or why you're calling or...
You know...
I don't.
Weirdly, right now, I cannot hear anything.
Oh, really?
There we go.
That's fun.
I could not hear anything.
I hope the recorder could hear something.
It did. I was soloing our tracks as we were recording.
Okie dokie.
I am doing the recording of this podcast.
And
virtually.
Calling at the same
this
time.
This bit did not work, but I was going to say hello.
Hello.
Who are you again?
Who are you?
I told you, Craven.
You called me. What do you do?
You said you were a Russian lady. Which Russian lady were you? I do not know who you are.
Oh, that was a bit I was doing literally only for me. Please don't make me
who
explain.
Who is this person? You cannot bring it up on a podcast that people listen to and not explain.
She's a really famous drag queen.
Okay. I do not want to talk to you anymore.
Okay, bye.
I will hunt you down.
Okay, bye.
Wait, what's your name again?
Who knows?
Now, what's your name again?
Trixie Mattel.
Now, what is the name of the lady you said for your bit? Stop confusing the bit and stay with the bit.
You sound like a pissed off version of Nandor.
Yes.
What we do in the
yes.
Shadow.
No, I can do a Nandor impression. Tell me, who is your lady?
Ekaterina Petrova Zamolochkova.
I will hunt you down and I will prove that I am the best Katrina.
Okay.
I will wear your skin for 2 weeks.
Okay.
Leaving you in a grave. And then once I prove I am the best Katrina, I will, you know, in my life, because that's it. That's all I got, you know. But no, I do not recommend anyone else do this. Just me. Just this character.
Do you know how hard it would be to wear somebody else's skin?
I will find a way.
Human bodies, like, are not meant to have other human bodies inside of them.
Yeah, I know. But Buffalo Bill did it, so I assume there's a method.
Oh, yeah. But that was multiple people's skin.
Yes.
That wasn't just one person's skin.
All right, Ashley. We are here to talk about, you know, not bits. Of names that we don't know who they are. We are here to talk about all the times that Norman Osborn did some heinous acts. I have a list here from therichest.com, and I thought, you know, since we had decided that Green Goblin was one of our numero uno villains, I thought we would, because I don't think we've had a Green Goblin episode. So I thought it would be fun to talk about some of the heinous stuff that Norman Osborn, this mentally challenged fella, has done in Spider-Man history.
Okie dokie.
All right. One of these is in an arc called The Final Chapter. This is one of the times that Norman decided to convince Spider-Man that he was his heir. And to do this, he drugged Peter Parker, weakening his spider sense, and began to feed him hallucinogens.
Ooh, fun.
Yeah. At one point, Peter passes out, wakes up in Norman's mansion, and over an extended period of time, Norman tortures Peter, demanding that he embrace darkness and drink the goblin serum. So he wants to turn him into a goblin. Peter almost gives in, and at the last minute, he throws it at Norman and fights him. But this is, I had not heard about the story of Norman Osborn trying to be like, Peter Parker, you shall become goblin with me.
I just want to say that we did an episode on the Vulture, and we have not done an episode on Green Goblin yet.
With me.
To me, my surfboard.
That's to me.
Yeah.
Another thing that Norman Osborn did, have you ever heard about the time that Norman Osborn made fake robotic duplicates of Peter Parker's parents?
No.
Well, you are now. In the Amazing Spider-Man Annual number 5, it was revealed that Peter's parents had secretly, in Marvel history, they were spies and they were killed by the Red Skull. But then they showed up in The Amazing Spider-Man number 366 alive and well, saying that they had been held captive for several years. But it turns out that they weren't alive at all. They were life model decoys made by the Chameleon, who at the time had been working for Norman Osborn.
I don't like life model decoys. I don't care for them.
They're all over the Marvel Universe. What about the time that Norman Osborn made a fake Aunt May?
Are these just going to be the time he replaced people that Peter Parker loved until we get to the point where he has sex with Gwen Stacy?
Well, we're not going to mention that because that actually has been taken out of continuity.
Okay.
But that is a thing. We're actually not going to talk about that. Might be on this list, but no. So Aunt May during the 90s was quote unquote dying.
Yes.
And they actually killed her. Aunt May had a stroke. Mm-hmm. She says to Peter in her final moments that she always knew that he was Spider-Man. It's actually a really good scene, except after Peter went to her funeral and mourned her for about a year, it's revealed that that was actually a genetically altered actress hired by Norman Osborn to trick Peter, and the real Aunt May was being held captive somewhere else. So Norman Osborn tried to make Peter a goblin, tried to fake his parents were robots, and now tried to fake an Aunt May.
Didn't he also at one point date Aunt May?
No. No.
Okay.
You're conflating that with Dr. Octopus, who married
you're
Aunt
right.
May.
You're right, you're right, yeah. You're right. I'm sorry.
Here's the most grievous crime of all time.
Okie dokie.
Norman Osborn killed Ben Reilly. Who's Ben Reilly, Ashley?
I love Ben Reilly. He's the best of all of the he's the best of all the Spider-Man clones.
He's the Scarlet Spider, correct. Because Norman Osborn is responsible for the entire clone saga.
Yeah.
And at the very end, of course, there was a goblin glider being shot at Peter, and Ben Reilly jumped in the way and was stabbed in the back by a goblin spider. Of course, he's back alive. Comics, yeah, he's okay. Mm-hmm. But I will never forgive Norman for killing my old Benny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I still think there's a lot to be done with Ben Reilly.
Norman also wasn't done screwing around Aunt May. One time, Norman Osborn used the missing Aunt May as a reason to force Spider-Man to break him out of prison. So Aunt May was disappearing. Mary Jane was disappeared. And during the storyline Down Amongst the Dead Men, which is a Mark Miller story that you and I both like, Spider-Man finally solves the riddle, goes to Uncle Ben's grave, and finds out that the Green Goblin had basically put Aunt May in a coffin under the ground with an oxygen supply for a couple of weeks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, it's good. I think it's pretty good, right? Now here,
I mean, if you're going to try to get to the heart of Peter Parker, like, Aunt May is the way to go, but like, leave the poor old lady alone.
You first, you attack his heart, as a line was said.
I know.
In the Spider-Man movies.
Yes.
Ashley, one of the most grievous, and this is actually pretty grievous, Norman Osborn is I'm just going to say it right now, piece of shit.
Yeah.
Real piece of shit, this guy. He's the most piece of shit because he stole Peter Parker and Mary Jane's baby.
Yes, he did.
You remember this?
I do.
This was also the end of the clone saga.
Yep. Jason's favorite story of all
time. In Amazing Spider-Man 418, Mary Jane was in labor. And of course, they were having the fight. Peter Parker was away. And the nurse traded the living baby with a stillborn baby. So Peter and Mary Jane thought that their baby had died. And at the end, the nurse gave the real baby to Norman Osborn. This is actually, by most fans, has been one of the biggest unresolved storylines in Spider-Man history. That there, and this baby would technically be Mayday Parker. Do you know who Mayday? Do you want to explain to the listeners who Mayday Parker in case they don't know?
She is the best girl spider of all time. She's Spider-Girl. She wears Ben Reilly's suit.
She's Peter and Mary's daughter in another universe.
Yeah, if you're familiar with the MC2 universe, mm-hmm. or if you literally Google Spider-Girl, mm-hmm. she is the image who shows up wearing what you think of a more classic Spider-Man suit.
Now, this storyline has sort of been retconned out of existence by One More Day, but there was a whole period of time for about 15 years where Spider-Baby was out there somewhere.
Yeah.
And it's just never been mentioned.
I mean, I would say this definitely ranks up there in terms of heinousness, but that's also just because I really like Spider-Baby. Mm-hmm. I really like married adult Peter, and I really like Peter and Mary Jane together in this way. Mm-hmm. And this storyline in conjunction with One More Day kind of blows that apart. mm-hmm. which is a real bummer. So this is his number one evilest thing?
No, there's two more on the
list. Oh, wow. Okie dokie.
Well, there's I've skipped over a couple of things. But again, Norman Osborn, real piece of shit.
Yeah.
Here's one. Norman Osborn one time decided that in order to take control and be powerful like his father was and to save his family money.
Yeah.
Norman Osborn decided to kill his family pet, the dog. Norman was a child at the time, 9 years old.
Oh, his dog.
Yep. Norman killed his childhood dog, which if you know of the study of serial killers, you know, that reveals a lot.
Yep.
Yes. No, the number one most heinous act, of course, is tossing Gwen Stacy off the Brooklyn or the Washington Bridge.
Yeah.
That is like, you cannot, the Brooklyn Bridge, you cannot defeat that. I mean, you know, she would have died from the impact of the water anyway, mm-hmm. but there is something tragic in the idea that it was Peter Parker's web, line that actually snapped her neck.
But
she would have died anyway. It's the same. They recreate it in The Amazing Spider-Man 2, but I like that even in that movie, they tell you, they're like, oh no, it was his web line.
Yeah.
That like conked her.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can't beat Gwen Stacy.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, Norman Osborn, real piece of shit.
Real bad man.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, Norman's also evil when you consider the way that he treats his own son.
Well, there were a couple of Harry instances on here, but I kind of like wrap those all in. Yeah, he is a real bastard to, but Harry's entire storyline is my dad is a real piece of shit to me.
Yes, exactly.
So there you go.
I wish we would do more with Harry as a goblin. I think that's interesting.
Harry's best storyline is in the Spectacular Spider-Man, I think it's 300 or 200. I had a foil cover. I had it when I was a kid.
Yes.
It's the issue where he dies.
Yep.
And because he saves a pregnant Mary Jane mm-hmm. from a building exploding, and he dies in Peter's arms.
Yeah.
Because he actually does the good thing. So he becomes a good person. I agree with you. Harry is the more interesting goblin.
Mm-hmm.
And they do some actually really fun stuff with Harry being the hobgoblin in the Ultimate Universe.
Yeah, I love that. Because hobgoblin, otherwise you're like, so who is this guy and why do I care?
Mm-hmm. But I will say that in the Ultimate Universe, of course, they also did the Green Goblins where they Hulk out.
Yeah.
Which I'm okay with. But I do prefer the goblin that just wears a mask.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
But there you go. Any other final Norman Osborn thoughts?
I can't believe we haven't had a Green Goblin lesson yet.
It is, you know, there have been several Green Goblins, so there's plenty to cover. Like, we've even just covered Norman. There's enough in just Norman, but you could cover other ones. But also, Ashley, did you know there was a Green Goblin solo series in the 90s?
I truly didn't.
Yeah, there's like 20 issues, and that Green Goblin was a hero Green Goblin. It was Ben Urich's nephew who found a stash, just like Hobgoblin, of Norman stuff, but decided to be a good guy.
Oh, interesting.
But he later became a bad guy because he becomes the second Hobgoblin and he works for Norman Osborn and becomes a full-on bad guy during Dan Slott's run.
Huh.
So.
That's kind of interesting.
But it's Ben Urich's nephew.
Yeah.
But there was a solo series in the 90s called The Green Goblin, and it was about the heroic Green Goblin. It's not bad.
Interesting.
Yeah. So there's a lot to do with The Green Goblin. So listeners, if you want to request that, go to all their places.
Yes. Be as amazing as Russ Walker, who left us a comment recently and said, I will also be putting this on Twitter for posterity because that's where we pull a lot of our requests from.
Well, thank you so much for your support and listening, everybody. This has been Geek History Lesson Extra. I am Jason Inman.
I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson.
And sleepy intern Kat Brego says goodbye.
Bye.